Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Nida Daf Nun Vav, Nida 56a, pagination is 111. We'll start at the Mishnah towards the bottom of the page, six lines up. Hasheretz Shenimtza B'mavui, this dead animal in the status of a sheretz that was found in an alleyway, Metame lemafreya is going to cause tuma retroactively, because we assume that someone walking down this alleyway didn't realize the sheretz, came in contact with it, and we have a tuma concern. Atche yomar, until such time, moving back on our timeline, that a person can say, Bodakti es hamavo yazev lo haya bo sheretz, I know for a fact that there was no sheretz over here because we did a check. And people who were in tune with Tuma and Taira, with Trumas, for example, would have paid attention to this. O ad shas kibud, or the time when it was cleaned, because even though he wasn't specifically looking for the sheretz, but if it was cleaned, we assume it was cleaned properly, and indeed would have exposed the presence of the sheretz. So now that we find this dead sheretz, we assume it's from that time and on and could not have been there earlier, and therefore anybody who walked there earlier is still fine. V'chein kesem, and the same thing by a stain, shenimtza b'chaluk, that's found in a garment that a woman was wearing, and she wants to know, when did this stain come and what do I have to attribute in terms of date back that this stain was present, and therefore things that came in contact with the stain. We have to discuss if there's any date back on the woman's status. But metame lemafreya, the garment is going to be tame retroactively in terms of its impact, until such time that a person can say, I checked the garment and it did not have the stain, or the time of washing the garment. This works with various applications. An application, for example, the Rambam mentions in the laws of Ksamim, when we talk about attributing the kesem to something else. So one of the things you might attribute a borrowed garment is that maybe the stain is from the previous owner, or from the owner that you're borrowing it from. So the Rambam, for example, discusses that a person checks the garment before putting it on, or would have washed it before putting it on, and therefore, in Isurei Bia Tes Lamed, he says, Eina tola bevalas hachaluk, you cannot attribute it to the owner of the garment, Sharei Batka oso kodem shetashileula, because it would have been checked before that transfer. So, even though now we're trying to figure out what's going on, but we're going to use certain behavioral clues, forensic clues, so to speak, in how people typically behave and what they would typically notice, and therefore assume that the problem was not there after a certain time because of the cleaning or the checking or whatever. The Mishnah continues, Umetame ben lach ben yavesh. The sheretz is going to be metame, whether it's wet or dry. Now, there could be an obvious question over here that you're using the word yavesh regarding a sheretz, and we learned in the Mishnah on the previous daf nun dalet amid beis, that a sheretz that's dry is not metame at all. The Mishnah here is going to try to decipher the reality of how long this sheretz is here, whether it's wet or dry. And I believe that the easy answer here is to make a distinction, the word Yavish is being used in two different contexts. The Mishnah talking about Yavish not being metame was talking about real dry. Real dry to the point that even putting it in warm water would not rejuvenate. It is so dry, it's dry. It's not metame in such a case. Over here, we're talking about Yavish in the context of context clues. How dry does it have to be? But it still is a metame. It's still in the category of active, even though we're describing it as dry. It's not that dry. So metame ben lach ben yavish, whether it's wet or dry, it's still metame. Rabbi Shimon says, ha-yavish metame lemafreya. If it's dried out, again, still metame level of dried out, but if it's dried out, that's an indication it's been here for a bit. And that's metame lemafreya. That's going to be retroactive. People who were here yesterday, the day before. Vahalach, but if it's still fresh, like a fresh kill, a fresh death of this sheretz, ena metame, ela ad sha'as adasho sheyehe yochol liyoslach. Only the amount of time that, according to the circumstantial evidence, the forensic estimate, that it would still be wet. But if in the weather conditions, hot, it would have dried out. If it was from yesterday, then if it's still wet, you know it's not from yesterday. The Rambam, Avos HaTomos Yudches Dalid, Imatzo Lach, if you found this sheretz moist, Eina Metama L'mafreya, it's not going to go retroactive. Ela, only until she'efsha she'yomuspa, a time when it could have died, via atalach be'esha nimtza, and it would still be wet. But to date it back so far that it would not be wet, according to our estimate, that far back you don't have to do, and people who passed through the alley that while ago would not be tamei. This concept we encountered in the general rule in Maseches Nida that we found that a woman who's working in Tyros, Teruma, would check herself twice a day. Those are cutoff points so that we know that anything earlier than that is not going to be metame, because otherwise we could have all kinds of concerns. How far do we have to worry this tuma was present? This concept of estimations and forensics is something that we encountered in Maseches Psachim as well. There was a case where a person found in his basket of matzah, he found a matzah that seemed to be from a very old time. And he's worried that maybe this matzah is chametz stick. It's from 2 weeks ago, because it looks so old. And they indeed baked matzah, both chametz during the year and Pesach stick during Pesach, much as we do. We have chametz stick and matzah and Pesach stick and matzah. The Gemara there has a discussion that you could have a very old-looking matzah because fresh matzah straight out of the oven is being dumped on it, and it develops an ipush, an old look, a moldy type of presentation. Presumably, we're looking to explain away its old look because the area is cleaned before Pesach and there's no chametz around. And all of these types of concepts are going to be have to be brought to the table in our analysis of how far to do a date back in all areas that such a concept might be relevant. Yashar koach. Thank you for joining.